Former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein was captured by American forces today in a farmhouse just outside of his hometown in Tikrit. He has been taken into custody and is being held at an undisclosed location. We go now to Ivan Watson, who joins us from Baghdad. Ivan, are you there?
I am. How are you, Leanne?
I am well, thank you. Recap for us. What kind of reaction are you observing in Baghdad today to the news that Saddam Hussein has indeed been captured alive?
Well, there have definitely been some spontaneous outbursts of celebration. For example, during the press conference itself, when Ambassador Paul Bremer was speaking, some Iraqis in the crowd, just a handful, actually got to their feet and interrupted, waving their arms and chanting death to Saddam Hussein. And we've seen some of that type of celebration here in the Iraqi capital as well. Sporadic gunfire, celebratory gunfire around the city, some people cheering. And certainly we'll see much more of that, for example, up in the north in the Kurdish area and in the south where the Shia Iraqis live. And those are the parts of society that suffered the most under Saddam Hussein's decades in power. However, some of that celebration is tempered by a number of Iraqis who recognize that the capture of their former leader does not mean that suddenly life will get better, that suddenly the electricity supplies or that the security situation will improve. These are some of the biggest complaints that Iraqis have, and these are the kind of responses I'm hearing from Iraqis. For instance, they do not expect that the gasoline crisis that has faced the entire country for the past several weeks, that these several mile long gas lines will suddenly disappear tomorrow because their former leader was captured. So really mixed responses to the announcement of the capture of Saddam Hussein.
It sounds like it's a guarded optimism. Have images of Saddam Hussein, the ones that have been playing on television of his capture and being examined by a medical officer, have they been playing in Baghdad?
They have been playing, and some people are definitely very excited. The people who suffered the most under this regime, who had loved ones who disappeared, were lost property, or who suffered time in prison, this is definitely a dream come true to some degree. Others see this as their national pride is hurt to some degree, particularly to see him in the hands of a force that is seen by many here to be a foreign occupying force. This is the U.S. military, which after 8 months, there are a great deal of problems here. Many Iraqis are having a difficult time with day-to-day life, be it, again, from the threat of security, either crime or becoming caught in a clash between insurgent fighters and the U.S. military. Some of these complaints. So, again, mixed responses to the images of Saddam Hussein. I've actually seen some people kind of drop their heads and kind of shake their heads, seeing their former leader who they feared to some degree looks so small, having his hair evidently picked, searched for, it looked like vermin, that is what the U.S. medic appeared to be doing, having his throat inspected with a tongue depressor, that he looks humiliated there. And some Iraqis saying, I can't believe he just gave himself up. He was hiding in a hole. Why didn't he just do something honorable like kill himself or fight to the death as his sons did last July when they were killed by U.S. forces.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad. Ivan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.